Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Dav Zayin and Masechtas Makis. Some of the topics we learned about include Nigmar Dinai Ubarach, whether we reopen the case of someone who was sentenced to death, fled from Bezin, and then returned. Sanhedrin Nehegis Be'aretz Ubechutz La'aretz, the laws of Bezin apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Sanhedrin Chavlanus, a court is considered destructive if it carries out executions too often. Elohin HaGoylin, HaHorig Nefesh Peshgaga, one who kills inadvertently is sentenced to exile. However, at Sheyipol Derech Nefila, one is only liable if the murder was committed through a falling downward motion. The Gemara discusses Yerida Shehitzarech Aliyah, a downward motion whose purpose is to enable an upward motion, and Haya Oyle Besulam V'Nishmeto Shliva Mitachtav, if one was ascending on a ladder and a rung broke and fell down and killed someone, whether this is considered an upward or a downward motion. The Gemara discusses many issues regarding intent, including Oyme Mutter, one who thinks it is permitted to murder. Miskavan l'hargis abehemah v'hargis ha'adam, l'kuti v'hargis Yisrael, l'nefal v'harg ben kayama, one who intended to kill an animal, a kuti, or a non-viable infant, and mistakenly killed a person, a Jew, or a viable infant, or miskavan l'tzad zeh v'holchol l'tzad achar, one who intended an action in one direction and ended up moving in another direction. Whether one is liable if nishmat ha'barzal mikite v'harg, if an iron axe had slipped off its handle and killed someone, or mina'etza misbaikeya, if someone chopped wood and some wood chips flew out and killed someone. Yesh im la mikro, yesh im la misiris, whether we primarily follow the pronounced or written form of a word.